You may not have heard about the plight of the Sumatran tiger, but if the band Portugal the Man has anything to say about it, you will hear about it. There are only about 400 remaining Sumatran tigers in existence, placing them very firmly in endangered status. Well, there's a very interesting project that's come about to raise awareness of the issue, as Portugal the Man has teamed up with the Smithsonian Conservation Biology Institute and the National Zoo for a very unusual and fascinating project to raise awareness of the issue. They've recorded a new song that is unique, to say the least. Like the tigers, there are only a handful of copies of the song in existence, and one of the copies has landed in the hands of Tara Harris. She's director of conservation at the Minnesota Zoo, and she's here to tell us about this entire project. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so first of all, can you tell us about the tigers themselves? Where is their habitat, and how it is that they came to be? There came to be so few of them.
Sure. So this project is about Sumatran tigers, which are native only to the Indonesian island of Sumatra. And they, like all the other tigers in Asia, are threatened mainly by poaching and by habitat loss. And so there's only thought to be about 400 of them left, which is why there are 400 records made as part of this project. And so the Amur tigers that we have at the Minnesota Zoo are similarly endangered to these ones, and there are only about 400 of those left as well. And so I'm really excited to be part of this project that combines both great music and raising awareness of this urgent issue to talk about the plight of tigers.
Okay, so let's explain exactly what the project is. Basically, since there are, you know, roughly, give or take one or two, 400 tigers of these Sumatran tigers left in existence, there are 400 records, physical vinyl records of this new song written especially for this situation by the band Portugal the Man. It's a very cool band that we play here on The Current. And it's not just any old record, though. It's not just a typical piece of LP vinyl. So explain what this record is.
Well, the record is apparently made of polycarbonate plastic that is meant to degrade over time with a number of plays. And so the idea is that this record will go extinct, like the tiger, unless we do something to reproduce it. And so as one of the 400 people that received this record, I am in charge with trying to digitally reproduce this record and share it with people to spread the word about this really important message.
So basically, this is one of those situations where the band has created a piece of art, and unlike what many artists would do traditionally and say, we don't want people to recreate this music by making multiple copies of it, whatnot. They actually want people, they want to encourage people to make as many copies of this song as possible and reproduce it digitally, because that's how the song is going to live on, right?
And the message as well. And I think that's what I think is so cool about this project. It combines, you know, two things that I'm incredibly passionate about, both tiger conservation and great music, and trying to just spread the word as much as possible. And I think back to growing up, I listened to a lot of punk bands that were really trying to use the power of their music to create change and get people to act. And yeah. So this really resonates with me, because it's a project that's meant to take this record and get people to know about this urgent issue and inspire them to do something positive.
Yeah, exactly. And it's beautiful, too. It's not like an angry sort of thing. It's a
not
beautiful kind of piece of conceptual art.
Absolutely.
You know, as well. Is there a place that people can go to learn more about the plight of the Sumatran tigers, in addition to being made aware of it in general through the phenomenon of this song and this project?
Definitely. So at the Minnesota Zoo, I coordinate the Tiger Conservation Campaign. We're working to raise awareness about the plight of the tiger and to let people know what they can do to help. And so if you go to our website, it's mnzoo.org/tiger campaign.
All right.
You can find out all kinds of information about Sumatran and other types of tigers and what you can do to help them.
And you can go to thecurrent.org as well and just find the link for this story, and we'll direct you to that website as well, in case you are driving and couldn't write down that URL there. And when you go, you're going to be able to hear the song as well, because that's the entire idea behind this tune, is that if we were just going to air it for you once here on the radio, that wouldn't be enough. The idea is that you're going to be able to listen to it yourself by going to a place where you can access the song. So we're going to feature that for you on our website. So again, head over to thecurrent.org and check it out. Well, I guess without further ado, we should really listen to the song, because we've got... Now, have you played this piece of vinyl yet yourself?
I have not. I have only listened to the song as it's been posted online.
Online. All right. So this is going to be the essentially the maiden voyage of this piece of vinyl. And there are only a limited number of spins that this thing I'm about to put down on the turntable is going to be capable of before it gets, you know, it's essentially sort of disintegrates, and it will be unplayable after that. So, yeah. All right. So let's throw it on here without further ado. And again, more information about the whole project and the situation of the Sumatran tiger as well can be found online at thecurrent.org. Tara Harris from the Minnesota Zoo, Director of Conservation, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. I'm very excited about this.
All right. So this is Portugal the Man, and the song is called Sumatran Tiger on 89.3 The Current.